welcome to episode 28 of Simply Yes. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Rob. What, did you have some caffeine or something?
No.
Man.
I was trying to be like a radio reporter.
That was very, yeah.
Here with the news today, we have blah blah.
Yeah. So anyway, don't have a whole lot today. We basically wanted to just give a quick update on something we did this week.
Yeah.
Because it was fun.
But first, we haven't talked about music in a long time.
Yeah, it's been since we did our, winter music review?
I don't remember.
It's been a while. That's the point.
So, indulge me.
I'm trying to think what, I've actually been listening to lately, because I've actually listened to a lot of this Apple iTunes meditation mix or something like that, or it was,
what?
An Apple thing. I don't know, it's a bunch of, just instrumental, kind of
soothing
zen
music.
Instrumental music, yeah.
Oh.
Especially while I'm at work, especially when I'm by myself.
To calm you down?
Yes.
Does it work?
It does.
Oh, good.
So that's why I do it.
So that's what you've been listening to? No bands?
No, I've been listening to some bands. Under Oath has their new album that came out. I've listened to that a couple times, but really listened to it.
I still have to hear it. I heard one song.
Did you?
Yeah, you played a portion and I heard it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well then I didn't hear it.
Yeah, you haven't heard it at all yet because there are three or four songs on this album. I should say I said it to you.
Yeah.
Personally, not here on the podcast. But the new album has three or four tracks tagged as explicit, so I haven't played it around the boys at all.
That surprises me because they've always been known as a Christian band.
And they're still known as a Christian band. They're still a Christian band.
It surprises me.
Well, they've been through a lot over the last 8 years or whatever it's been since the last album was released.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you that...
Oh, it's been...
Aaron Gillespie went through a divorce, and I don't know what else the other guys have been through.
Yeah.
So, but the lyrics are definitely... They're definitely still a Christian band. Because the lyrics...
They're just
angrier. It's just that they're more willing to use vulgarities. Which is an interesting story, just considering...
My kids can't hear it then.
No. Your kids? Not my kids either? Anyway.
Our kids.
But it's just interesting... that whole situation with them and vulgarities in their music, because I think of the whole Bad Christian / Emery situation, where Emery intentionally doesn't use any vulgarities in any of their music. But if you listen to their podcast or watch any of the things they do, they use a lot of vulgarity. And it's just interesting. And I'm not judging them.
I don't get it.
I don't care. You feel more negatively against it. It doesn't...
I don't understand.
I don't use it around the children.
I know lots of Christians who swear. I just don't get it.
I know.
I just don't.
I know. That's
They've
fine.
Tried to explain to me. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
That's all.
So, other than that new Under Oath, I'm just trying to think of what else. A week or two ago when you asked me to check if For the World to See by Death, you wanted me to see if that was on iTunes, which, when I found that that was, I decided to go and look, and they actually had a bunch of other things, so I've listened to those things a couple times.
That's because we gave away our record.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm just trying to think what else, because... Oh, well, I went back and I started listening to, the Gigi D'Agostino
album. Oh, yeah, you've listened a lot to that, too.
I listened to that a bunch recently, yeah.
So are we going
to
fly together?
I'm trying to think. What's
with me?
All of a sudden, I can't think of the name of the album.
I don't know.
It's something L'Amour. Toujours L'Amour or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But...
Those are all very different music.
Yeah, very. Yeah, you go from Under Oath, which is this,
Well, you went to the... You said you were listening to, Zen meditation music to Under Oath to, Death. That at least makes sense with that. And then you go to some, techno...
Yeah. And just to specify, when we're talking about Death,
it's not the black metal,
death metal band. I guess you could call them a punk rock. Real early. They were
70s.
Kind of they were off the radar. Nobody had found them and they never got picked up. And then
we watched the documentary first and it was really good.
Yeah.
That was a few years back. So yeah, look into that. We'll link them.
Yeah.
In the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than those things, my new coworker actually listens to a lot of jazz.
Okay.
And so we've been listening to WBGO is a, I'll call it local radio station, but I think it actually originates out of like Boston or something, but there's another station in New York. But they play a lot of jazz, like all kinds of different jazz. And because we've been listening to that a bunch at work, it reminded me, well, actually, I should say that they mentioned one, we were listening to one thing, and they mentioned Robert Glasper. And then it just made me think of like, oh, I was just watching a, well, a little while ago, it was a couple months ago now, Robert Glasper did a performance with Bilal for NPR. It wasn't a Tiny Desk concert, but it was for NPR. Okay. And it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. And then after that, later on, there was actually a Common performance. It wasn't Common. It was the name of the group that they have. I actually can't remember right now. It's something Green. But it's like a guy's name, but it's a group that Common is in with Robert Glasper and stuff.
Interesting.
And for that performance with, again, I can't remember the name of the group, but that performance that Common did with Robert Glasper and their band, they actually tried to like highlight women that were performers. So they had Brandy was on it with them, which I was like, well, I haven't heard that girl's voice in forever. So that was really weird.
Wow.
Then another girl, I don't remember her name. And then there was also Andra Day.
Do they sing that Boy Is Mine?
No, they did not. But so aside from that other stuff I've been listening to, I actually have gone and listened to Andra Day's album a couple times. And I was listening to some other Robert Glasper stuff recently. But that's pretty much it.
Hmm.
I don't know, have you been listening to anything new that you haven't told me about?
Well, you know, because I was in that one competition, which I got 9th place for, I was listening to so many different musicals through iTunes and Spotify, mm-hmm. like a whole bunch, because I'd be like, I gotta find a song, I'm gonna learn a new song, and I would listen and listen to all different ones, but that's sadly all I've been listening to, except for when I listened to Coheed and Cambria, just different.
That's true.
Albums.
I did kind of go back and listen to a couple Coheed albums recently.
I brought it up to you.
Yeah, and you got it in my head from Spool when you were doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the other thing actually I've been listening to, which is new for me at least, is the Greatest Showman soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
Because after we saw it, well, I'm saying with you guys. I haven't listened to it on my own.
Because the boys always ask to listen to it. So yeah, we've been in like this musical mode in our, in our family a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like musicals, but I don't tend to listen to soundtracks until recently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've owned them, but yeah.
But I guess that's pretty much that. I don't know, we haven't... Oh, well, I guess I'll throw in a little shout-out to Lost in Space, the new Netflix Lost in Space, because that's really good.
We've been watching it. We're only 4 episodes through, right?
4 or 5. I think we watched 2 the
other
night, didn't
we? We watched 5. Okay, we're halfway through.
Yeah.
So we have 5 more to go.
Really good. And we just found out about it like a day or two before we started watching it. Because I was on... I don't even remember what I was doing. But I was on somewhere, and like an ad popped up for it. And I was like, Netflix has a new Lost in Space? And I showed you the ad, and like the next day we started watching it.
Yeah, because we grew up watching the reruns of the original show from the 60s. And I guess I watched it more than you.
I think so.
Because
at least you remember much
more
of it than I do. So.
And because I'd be like, oh yeah, and you'd be like, huh?
Yeah. Well, like, so, I didn't remember Dr. Smith's name or anything.
Right.
But, you know,
so I think they captured it really well and made a modern twist of it so far.
Yep.
They did a good job. It's interesting. I like it.
I'm liking it a lot, too.
Yeah.
Between, and, like, Stranger Things and this, like, they're doing a very good job with the sci-fi stuff. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah. And I started watching just last night, Victoria, on Amazon, and I was like, wait a second, this looks like the companion from Doctor Who, and it was Jenna Coleman, but she looked like Stranger, like she was thinner to me, and she has blue contacts, so that's why I was like, didn't recognize her at first.
Yep.
And then I noticed that there were other people from spinoff shows in it, and I was just like, whoa, they like pulled everyone from the spinoff shows into this. Yeah.
We still didn't even check. I meant to look to see if Stephen Moffat even had something to do with
the
show. No? Okay.
No. Because I've been looking at who produced it and stuff, and I don't see his name show up.
Okay.
But it's very good. It's about the early reign of Queen Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been learning things, and it's very interesting. And no, I haven't seen The Crown yet. See, I don't really watch shows unless they're Korean drama. So this is like, I randomly just said, let me start this.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I've been watching Korean drama.
Yeah. Well, you've been through, I think, two or three shows since the last time you mentioned it.
There were a few I gave up.
Yeah, well, I remember that too.
I do that. Yeah, but there's one that I've been watching. I'm on near to the end. So, but I forget what it's called. It's like Reuniting Worlds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's about a kid who dies in the first episode. Like, he dies, so I could say that. And suddenly he shows up 12 or 13 years later. 12 years later. And so all his friends are like, what?
Why are you here?
Kind of thing. And they're really freaked out. And his siblings, and they're just like, this makes no sense. How come you have an age? And we saw you, like, we were at your funeral. So, like, how are you alive? So he explains how he got there and stuff. Yeah.
Well, neat. Well, the other thing we wanted to talk about today was to recap a little bit of an adventure, family adventure we went on this week.
Yay, adventures are fun!
Yep. So without going too far into the details just yet, well, I'll say we did something that we haven't done before between the two of us. We did something that the boys haven't done before with them. And just trying to think. And we also did something new with the boys that they had never done, but we did when we were younger.
Okay, that was so confusing.
So.
I understand it, but just the way you worded it, I was like, what?
So anyway, so as a real quick recap of what I'm saying is that we've been into New York City a few times.
Several times.
Several times.
Because we live not too far from it.
Yeah. So we've both been in the city a few times. Most of the time that I've gone in, it was like with my dad or friends, whatever. We drove in. And one time I went in on a bus.
With me.
With you, yes. That we
and
went
to your friend.
Yeah. But I'd never gone in on a train before. So this was the first time that we both went on a train to go in. You, the same kind of thing. I think you only ever drove in, right?
Or I took a bus, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a bus.
Never.
I mean, I probably took a bus or. I might have taken a bus in with the Boy Scouts once. Now that I think about it, but...
Yeah, I mean, school trips, you go on a bus.
Yeah, that's different.
But so school but no, for buses us going and city in, buses I've been on to go to New York City a couple times, so...
Yeah, for personal trips, though, I'm saying. This is the first time that we've ever gone on the train. So that was new. That was new for us.
And the boys have been wanting to go on a train for a while, too. Like, they've been on a steam engine train ride at a museum or the steam...
Steamtown
in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And Leda was always like, oh, it was cool because we went on the train, but, you know, it only, like, it stays on the grounds of an old station. It's not like it goes out and about town or anything like that. It just drives out maybe a half a mile, and then it comes back into the station. So Leda was like, yeah, that's the only experience I've had, and it wasn't even, like, a real train ride. So we thought that between it just being easier to get into the city... that we would try it this way. And then B, it satiates their desire to be on an actual train ride.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about that whole situation was that I've always hated going into the city because I've always hated driving in.
Same here.
I've hated finding parking. I've hated having to figure out how to get to where we're going from where we park and all that kind of stuff.
It's annoying.
Yeah. So
finding a spot at Port Authority, it's expensive to drive over the bridge, George Washington Bridge. It's like $9 to go into the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then to park, it costs money.
And then
money.
You have to pay all that and
then
have to worry
to
about
even
your car.
Find a place to park is annoying. And then dealing with all the traffic, because it's really hard to drive in there. Everyone's crazy.
I mean, especially since we don't like going in, we don't go in regularly or we haven't gone in regularly.
Yeah.
So we don't know the traffic patterns.
Right.
So that makes it more difficult. I will give that to anybody who says it's not that bad. I know that we're just not familiar with it.
I just think it's funny because we always get comments like, oh, you live so close to New York City. That must be fun. I'm like, yeah. I don't ever go in the city. I hate it. And they're like, what?
Yeah, we've had plenty of people that have always been like, oh, I'd be in there like every weekend if I live that close. And I don't know. We've just never been interested in doing that.
Yeah.
But all of that to say, once we did this on Thursday, where we took the train in and back out, I was like, I could actually see going in more often.
Yeah.
Because of this. Because it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
It was like insane how much easier it makes it.
It was relaxing.
Yeah. And it also was not that much money. Like, I'm not that I'm... I don't remember exactly.
I think the weekends, it's a lot cheaper.
But it might also be a little harder because the train doesn't run as often on the weekend.
Right.
But, yes, point is still, it would be even cheaper on the weekend. And so... And it was literally, we just had to go to the station.
But it's cheaper than taking a Lyft or a...
Well, yeah.
An Lyft or Uber. To go into the city.
Right, because your parents did that recently, and it probably cost them four times as much as it cost us.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Or pretty close. I mean, whatever.
It was like double.
The number, I'm not even trying to make a point of what the actual numbers were, even. Just that the ease of going to the station, buying the tickets, getting on the train. We have to make a transfer once, and then... We end up at Penn Station.
Yeah.
And then we can just go on the subway and then get to wherever we want to go.
But that was an interesting thing, too. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing. So we get there, and there was a guy on the train. I guess he saw us, and he told us that way.
Yeah, yeah, that way. Like, pointed us the right direction. Because we're, like, looking up and down the platform. We didn't know which direction we were supposed to go. And, yeah, he just, like, pointed us to the escalator to go up to the main concourse.
Yeah.
So.
And so then we... We didn't know what to do after that, so we're looking at the signs. We went in a circle.
Yep.
And then we went down into the subway, and I talked to a lady who works there, and she was saying, like, oh, yeah, and helped us out.
Well, and even before that, though, we got to hear there was a string quartet set up, and they were playing...
Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah, so it was really cool. I didn't bother to record it or anything, because that was definitely one of those times where I think that whole, like, the camera gets in the way. Like, I didn't want to pull my phone out to record that.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to listen to that.
Well, yeah, we didn't really use... I didn't bring a camera. We didn't really pull out our phone much at all.
Nope.
So anyway, and then when we got off the subway, we entered right to our location.
Yeah, we actually... You pretty much get off the train right underneath the Museum of Natural History. Which was neat, because there were two different...
We didn't say that's where we were going.
I know. That's the third part. So the second thing, which is something the boys haven't done, is this is their first time into the city.
Yes.
So, you know, they're their ages, and it's kind of interesting that we live where we do, and they have never been in there yet.
Yeah.
So this was their first time going in. And I think this probably would be, they'll probably have a better opinion about going into the city as they grow up now because of the situation, you know, because of how it was for them their first time in.
They learned how to hold on tight.
Yeah. It was funny in the subway. There was the subway train accelerates very quickly and then stops very quickly. So Leto a couple times got almost like tossed around. I know when it first took off when we got in, I almost fell into the person behind me.
I kept telling Micah to hold on tightly because he's so tiny.
Yeah,
and he did.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, the Into the City was the boys' first time. That's the new experience for them. And the American Museum of Natural History, we've both been to a couple times when we were younger.
Well. I went once.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been there a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, that's why I like Boy Scouts or school trips. I know I've been there at least two or three times. So, but this was the first time, obviously, bringing them there. It was the first time in the city, and that's where it is. So, obviously, it was the first time.
Yeah.
But it was, again, it was just really neat because we got there within 10 to 15 minutes from when it opened, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
And... There was a line.
They didn't open. We were there half hour before they opened.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
And we got in the long line.
But yeah, we were in a pretty long line. I mean, we were earlier than a lot of people.
Yeah.
The line was much longer after us.
We were on the stairs, but we were near the stairs.
Yeah, we were
pretty
close.
And there were so many people behind us.
So it was neat, though, because we didn't have to wait that long. And fortunately, even though it was actually a rainy, overcast day that day, it didn't rain at all while we were standing out in front.
Yeah.
It was nice and dry the whole time. And it wasn't too cold. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't freezing or anything.
Right. We weren't going crazy like, ah, let us in.
Yep.
We're comfortable enough.
Mm-hmm. And then once we were in there, we didn't spend... I mean, I feel like we only saw like a third.
We spent like 3 hours.
I know we were in there for a while.
Or at least 2.5. It was 2.5.
It was probably 2.5. But... Yeah. It feels to me like we didn't see much, because we only saw two or three halls, really. We didn't see all that much, compared to the amount of stuff that there is in the museum. We didn't see that much. So we do plan on going back again.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but...
We missed the Native American section, which I've seen in the past.
Yeah.
And the Oceania section, which the boys would have loved.
Yeah. And then
we missed the Mexico and Central America section.
And all the space stuff and on the other building. Stuff.
Yep. And that's it, really. And the human organ thing we weren't going to go to anyway.
Yeah, there's stuff that we didn't see, but we will probably make another trip for that.
But I was mad.
I know, because they got rid of the Egypt section.
Yeah, like, when I went, it was when we were learning about Egypt, my school, and we took a trip there. And we were also learning about Native Americans at the same time. So,
yeah, so it worked to go there for that.
So we went to the Native American part and the Egyptian part only when I went. And I think we actually saw the whale thing, too, that's like on the ceiling or whatever it is. But I don't really remember any of the other stuff that we saw.
Yeah.
But I was upset. I loved the Egyptian section. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah, no, it was cool. I always remember thinking it was really neat.
Pyramid, and they had the mummies, and it was really pretty. And I'm looking around, I'm looking at the map, I'm like, where's Egypt? And we went to Africa, thinking maybe Egypt was in Africa, and it wasn't there. You'd think they'd be attached. It's in Africa.
Yeah. No.
But it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd it go? It's in that movie.
Yeah, it is.
What was that movie
That's
called?
A good point.
Night at the Museum.
That's a good point, actually.
So where is it? You don't have it? Maybe missed the Theodoran section.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it's a hall that they're working on or something like that. Maybe they're renovating.
Yeah, maybe. It's been a long time, so... I guess I can't expect it to be the same after 20 years, but
A lot of it was. The bird room doesn't look like that's changed at all.
The animals?
Yeah, the main hall, like the one of the first ones you see when you walk in there, that hasn't changed.
Yeah, they put an okapi in it.
Oh, that's true.
So they changed some of the animals.
Yeah, they might have changed that a little bit. For the most part, though, it's pretty much the same. But then other than that, we went and we had lunch. Cute little place.
We met up with three of my friends. One of them is one of my best friends that I've known since I was seven. And the two of us, we sing on this app that I've mentioned before, the karaoke app, which is Smool Sing. And one of her college roommates also sings with us. So she was there. And then someone that we met along the way who we've been singing with for like a year and a half, she also showed up there. So... it was really fun. We didn't spend a lot of time together, but we got to eat lunch. And I think we sat there for a good hour and a half even.
We were actually there for a little while.
Yeah. So that was really fun.
So one of the things that I've started thinking about since we went, it was kind of interesting because we commented that the lunch we had was basically we had breakfast for lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's New York City, so I understand that, but it was like... you said the most expensive breakfast you've ever paid for.
Yes.
Now, I'm not complaining about the price of it, even though it was expensive. Because I know, again, we went into the city. It was a special day. I even said to Micah and Leto, I said, I know normally we wouldn't let you get milkshakes because we just don't normally like paying for milkshakes. But we said, but, you know, it's a special day. Order whatever you want.
Okay.
So, but the point that I wanted to bring up is that it just made me think a little bit more again about finances. And this is kind of where we'll bring a little bit of the whole simple living, minimalism kind of stuff sort of into this discussion. Because we haven't really made a lot of ties to that lately. We've been kind of talking about these other topics without really...
I think we always bring it along to it.
I mean, yeah, because that's what we are about. So it probably will. But... specifically after doing this on Thursday, I've made the point to you that it even made me reconsider using a train or public transportation to get to work because we live 45 minutes away from our work. Obviously, that time changes a little bit depending on what traffic is like and that kind of thing. And one of the reasons I think about stuff like the idea of taking public transportation, specifically a train, Now, it was always specifically a train I was thinking about because there's a train station right in town from where I work. So it would be easy to
get off of the station. Train stations.
Yeah, we have like three that we could get to within 5 minutes. So my thought was that that would be really neat because I could just, even if I drove myself to the station and left my car there for the day like everybody does when they go into New York, how easy and how simple would it be to just drive to the station, sit down, make one transfer, and then just sit down again, and then get out and go to work, and like that's it.
You may not even need a transfer.
Well, there would be one transfer, but even with the transfer, it would still be so much easier. I just think about the simplicity of, again, you know, getting onto the train, taking the train, making a transfer, getting on the train again, as opposed to having to sit in traffic and worry about my car or hitting other people or just what kind of time frame it takes for me to get to work.
Yeah.
But there's still the other balance of, but if there's a problem with the trains or if the trains are running late, then I'm stuck having to wait for them as opposed to me driving. If I find out that there's traffic, I can maybe find another route. So that's one thing where it's an interesting discussion about which would actually be simpler or not.
Yeah.
Same thing with like money. Like what does it cost?
Compared you know, like, to gas. I like think we looked into that at one point though, you and
I. We did, but I think when we looked at it in the past, I looked at the idea of taking a bus to the train station and then to where I would have to go, as opposed to driving to a train station and then just using train the whole way. So the way we looked at it again, it would probably be cheaper than the way we originally looked at it. But, and even, like you said, comparing it to fuel usage. I don't remember what the numbers are when I looked at it. I don't even remember what the number would be for like a monthly pass for the train. But it still comes down to, ultimately, I would have to leave that much earlier in the morning to be in time for the train, because the train takes a lot longer to get from one place to another. And also, I would be getting home
later,
an hour later.
And that's not fun. Because you already get home at 6 o'clock.
Exactly. So if I was getting home at like 5:45 or 7 o'clock, actually, that's when the train would pull into the station. So then it would still take... No, almost an hour later.
Oh.
So right now I get home at 6. When I looked at it the other day, it said that it pulls into the station around 6:45.
So you don't have an earlier time?
I can't leave work until after 5 o'clock. That's the problem. It's up to it. The ride takes a certain amount of time, and I can't leave before 5 o'clock. So I'm stuck waiting for whatever train comes after 5. And then it takes me, like I said, it would be about an hour.
No, thank you, because then that's less time with us.
Well, that's the point, is that that's where that comes in with the whole, where is it simpler? Like, is it simpler to take my time and to be able to relax on the train or to be at home? And it, to some people, it might be different, but the other side of it too, is that even this whole discussion made me think again, the context of things I've seen people talk about on Reddit, for instance, in minimalism or simple living Reddits, it would be different for everybody, but the whole topic comes up plenty of times about, I'm thinking about, for instance, quitting my full-time job and taking a part-time job to be able to spend more time being free. And it's not that I'm saying I would want to find a part-time job, because there's no way that that would happen right now. But just this whole thing of like going into the city and taking trains and thinking about commutes and stuff, it just made me think about some of the discussions people have had on Reddit about it. And just the way that, you know, you think about how people are so busy sometimes. And seeing the people commuting into New York and seeing the way that they are when they get off of the train and stuff like that, and just knowing the way that I've seen people getting off the train and at where I work and getting to their car, I can see how people are just, like, exhausted.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where I think it stinks that where we are, we have to work so hard to be able to make a living.
Yeah.
Just the whole experience made me kind of think about that again, especially since there was a whole kind of, I don't want to call it drama, but there was a whole situation with work on my day off. And then the whole idea of the day after, when I had to go back to work, you know, I went to work with a certain, like, sentiment, and it just makes me frustrated because I don't want to have to be that consumed with being concerned about work and all of what I'm doing. But
I think that when the time comes where we move to our own house, and if we're somewhat closer to your job, maybe then you can find an easier commute in for cheaper in a shorter time.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we were to live somewhere closer, then obviously it would be different anyway.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, who knows what will happen then?
Exactly. We have no idea. We don't have any plans. We're just thinking about it.
And yeah. I was listening to an audiobook while I was quilting the other day, and it's called Simplicity Parenting. And one of the things they said is that it's good to plan and imagine things and to have fantasies about, like, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helpful to have that dream while raising your children.
Okay.
So the fact that we are planning to with each other about what we want to do when we move, what kind of place we want to move to, the area where we want to move to, how we want to live, how we're already trying to live in that same exact way that we will be living mm-hmm. even, and that it's very helpful to have that as parents.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Because I know even when we were talking about downsizing even more from where we are, I've mentioned a few times that I want to try to start getting used to living the way that we want to if we had like a tiny house.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned that's the whole point of why we got rid of so much stuff.
Yep.
And why, like, I went to the wardrobe that I have.
Yeah.
Because I knew that if we were going to live in that kind of situation, this is the stuff that we would want to have in that situation. So instead of waiting until we were there to try to suddenly adjust to having as little stuff, we started doing it right away.
Well, because I think about, you know, parents will always say, like, oh, that's a nice dream and all, but
mm-hmm.
you got to think more realistically. And it's like, well, what if I make my dream a reality in this sort of fashion? You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're like, no one does that when they're an adult. It's like, well, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are as adults planning what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Saying like, well, if we move closer to your job, maybe this is an option for commuting. Just like how I've told you, I haven't announced it on here, that I would love to ride my bike everywhere instead of driving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, we would need to find somewhere, well, hopefully we can find somewhere that would enable you to do that. Because
yeah.
obviously where we are, it wouldn't work to go to like a local food store or anything like that or anywhere else.
Well, I could, but it's a lot further than the one closer where I'd have to cross a big highway.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, is that it's not, if we were to live, for instance, where your parents are, it's all back roads to get over to a food market.
Yeah.
Like to the food superstore, whatever you want to call it. So a situation like that would be fine for what you're talking about. But where we are, it's not easy, especially with the boys, because that's the other point, is that we have to find a way for it to work with them.
Yeah, and they're so big that I can't do cargo biking with them. If they were little, that would be fine, but otherwise they have to ride their bikes with me,
mm-hmm.
and they're not old enough to keep at home alone.
Nope.
But so they're in that in-between stage between
being too heavy for me
to carry on with the cargo bike, but they are too small still to be on their own with me going, okay, I'm going, guys. I'll mm-hmm. see you in like an hour.
Well, and who knows? Maybe by the time we get a place, they might be old enough for that anyway.
Yeah.
But by
then, they'll be able to ride really well on the road that they could just come with me.
Right.
And help me out. And maybe we could all take like some groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these are ideas and plans that I've been working on for like a whole year now. I listened to this podcast called Family Pedals, and I don't know.
It was P-E-D-A-L-S, right?
Pedal, like as in like pedals, pedaling.
Like, yeah, not P-E-T-A-L-S.
And so it talks all about people that actually are doing that, where they don't have cars, or if they do, they don't use them much. Some of them don't have cars, though.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole family just travels through usage of bikes, and maybe they will travel through, like if they have to go really far distance, they'll do like an Uber, and they talk about the pros and cons about all that. So here we are talking about our time going to New York City has brought up all these thoughts about transportation for mm-hmm. us.
Yep. Because it's hard not to. When, like I said, even just looking back at, I have driven into the city once or twice with you.
Yeah.
So I even have the experience of driving in and knowing I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
So comparing that versus even when I was a passenger going into the city versus now taking the train.
Yeah.
You know, I get, I now have pretty much the full coverage of the ways to get in and how, you know, how I feel about the different ways to do it.
Right.
So.
And if we were to, like, I'm not a city girl, but I'm just saying for those who live in the city, I'd find no reason to even own a car.
Yeah.
I would be like, why?
No. Well, if I know without a doubt, I've known for a long time, if for whatever reason we lived in the city, we wouldn't have a car.
Yeah. But
because I know
that's not happening.
Well, no, that's obviously, that's never something I've really wanted to do.
No.
But that's another, that's just another aspect of the whole interesting discussion about simplicity that, you know, if you did live in the city, you don't need a car.
Yeah.
There's, you can get everywhere. You can get anything you need within walking distance or, you know, you can just like hop a subway or a bus and get there quickly.
But here in New Jersey, at least in the area where we are, there are these like, what is it? One side alone has 3 to 4 lanes,
mm-hmm.
and the other side has the same amount. So
well, we have
it's
both
like 8 lane.
Yeah, we have both interstate and state highways.
And they're all over surrounding. The place. And so to get to even across to certain places I want to go to in our own town, I have to cross this big expanded area, and it's just not bike friendly.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
It makes me sad because when I was a kid, I remember telling my mom, like, I don't want to drive. I want to ride my bike everywhere. And I said that back then. So there was a while where I actually had a car problem and I had no car for a while. And I was riding my bike to work and it made me really sweaty. And it was only like a mile away.
But you also hustle. You would also ride hard.
I like
you wouldn't
that.
Cruise.
Yeah, I'm not good at cruising. I mean, with the boys, I'll have to cruise when I ride with them. But I do like to hustle on a bike. I like to stand up and go through. So, yeah, but it was really fun to do that for that while. And I only did that during a summer, spring and summertime before you got me a car to match your own car.
Well, I got you a car. It just happened to be one that matched.
It looked exactly the same as like a year
apart. It was almost
apart.
The same car, yeah. But anyway, so that's our story for this week and our coverage of music and stuff, because that's what we had for you.
Yeah, so if you have any recommendations or things that you've been listening to, watching, we should talk more about books sometime because we both read books. You, I mean, you're still reading the one book you mentioned, but I've read a lot of books since the last time we recorded. And yeah, if you have any recommendations, let us know. If you have stories about transportation or going to the city or maybe having a family adventure, like a day trip, doing something together you've never done before,
yeah, that
please
would be fun to hear
know.
Other people doing that.
Yeah. And maybe we'll read it on the show if you have any. We don't get loads of comments anymore.
Nope. It's okay.
But we know you're listening.
Yeah, we're not doing this for comments. We'd like to see comments because it's nice to interact, but
yeah.
We'll continue anyway. So, as always, you can check us out at simply-us.net. All the information is there. I don't even need to tell you what's there. Because if you see it, you'll see it.
So, thank you once again for listening.
Yeah.
You guys are great podcasting people.
That's right. So, have fun, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.